Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning comes from the Gospel lesson. Once again, a portion of the text. Jesus asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. So far the text. The NIV says, "I want to see." How are you doing, blind brothers and sisters? It's not fun not to see and walk in darkness, is it? You can hurt yourself. Last month, I was in East Africa. I went to Kenya and Ethiopia to visit our partner churches. And in Ethiopia, in Addis Ababa, those of you that might have gone to Africa, it's a big city, just growing. About 7 million people living in that city. And I was just walking on one of the very busy streets. And the cars were going, and the people were also just competing with the cars. And I can just remember about 10 blind people walking through the streets with all those people, led by someone else. They can't use their canes and walk because I don't believe that the canes would save them from those busy cars. They were led by someone else. I can just see these blind men and women in Jesus' time sitting by the street, just listening to the hustle and bustle of the city. And then when they hear that Jesus was coming, and they know that he can heal people, shouting at the top of their lungs and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And I can just see the Pharisees and the Sadducees telling them to quiet down, because that's embarrassing. They don't believe him to be the Son of God, God himself, God the Son, that have the authority to heal. So when they see their people begging for this another person who is walking by the street, a famous one, to have mercy on them, that's blasphemy, isn't it? Well, Jesus can hear our voices even in the midst of the crowd. Lo and behold, he heard the voice of the blind man. You know, it's very ironic that Jesus, whenever he encounters people like him, he asks the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" or something like that. And it makes me wonder, didn't Jesus know what they want and what they needed? He's God, after all. But you know, he wanted it to come out of the mouth of the people who are in need. Isn't that also an assurance for you and me in our times of need, when we bend our hearts and our knees in prayer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and when we beg him to have mercy on us? It just boggles my mind that he can hear all our prayers at the same time and answer them according to his will. So he says to this blind man, "Your faith has healed you." I know, you know, reading texts like these, that some folks may misinterpret it, that the more faith I have, the more answers I will get from God, and you hear those in our televangelists and all that. But that's not all the meaning of this verse is. The faith itself is a gift from God. It's the giver of the faith, plants that faith in the hearts of the people in need, and through that faith, the prayer of the faithful are heard. Your prayers and mine. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, blind ones, oh blind ones, you want to see? See Jesus. He is in your heart, and he is sitting with you in his word. And you even eat him in his sacrament and drink his blood. We actually touch him every time we encounter the Lord Jesus in his word and sacrament. And he is with us always. So you want to see him? Don't look somewhere else. Look to the baptized self, yourself, because he has chosen to live in you, so he's not far. He can listen to every prayer and every request that you have as his child. Let me just talk about what does that mean for us. I know those of us who are in this institution, we come here for a reason, and that is to prepare ourselves to serve God as we take that gospel to people in darkness. I just have to tell you, our cities might be illumined by artificial lights, and even the sun might be shining, and we may see the natural light that God has given to the evil and also the good for us to enjoy. But I can tell you, there are literally millions and millions of our own people here in North America who live in darkness, in the darkness that they created for themselves. And they are lost without the light that you and I are able to shine on them through word and sacrament. So in a world that really looks down at people like yourself and I just want you to remember the most important people that God has on the face of the earth are his children, because they reflect him. And it is only when light is shining that a person can see. So the good news is, you are no more blind. Your faith has healed you. I'm not talking about works, but I'm talking about the faith that God himself, by his grace, has given you, so that we may live with him forever. I know something powerful going on in this story, by the way. Because in the Jewish tradition, you know this, people who were born handicapped, like blind men and women, were considered sinners and an embarrassment to their family members. So even to associate or get close to this blind man is just making yourself dirty. And that is the power of the gospel. Jesus goes to the trenches and lifts up people who are in a sinful and dark world, and brings them into the fellowship of the saints. What an awesome deed that is, that our Lord has done for you and I. It's awesome. So he can say, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. But as you receive your sight, see the world with the eyes of Jesus and have pity for it, so that he may, with all vigor, proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, O former blind ones, your faith has healed you. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.